The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Let's turn to rugby now. And of course, we had a fantastic night on Monday evening in Trinity College, where The Last Word was involved in launching Jamie Heaslip's new book, All In. And last night on the show, you would have heard some of the discussion that I had with Jamie about his life and career, which is detailed in the book. And the podcast is available online if you missed it. Now, as it happens, we were also joined on the night by his former Leinster and Ireland teammates, Fergus McFadden, Sean O'Brien and Luke Fitzgerald. And we discussed the big game this weekend, the World Cup quarterfinal between Ireland and New Zealand. So what I asked the lads to do, bearing in mind that we'll probably get the identity of the Irish team tomorrow from Joe Schmidt, what would be the team they would like to see named for Ireland's quarterfinal? And of course, we did this before we got the news that Sean Cronin is unavailable because of injury to be replaced in the squad by Rob Herring. But that is relevant to just the first small section of this, in which Luke Fitzgerald spoke about the front five and Rory Best's position.
You could definitely discuss, I think, Rory Best, even though I actually think he's performed quite well. Rory, lovely guy. Like, I have to see him at all these weddings and stuff we go to. It's terribly awkward. But I just have to give you my opinion. I'll go up and shake the guy's hand and I know he wants to smash me in the face. But look,
that's... I hope all those weddings are south of the border.
They are south of the border. He's actually a lovely fella. And I actually feel bad having to... Like, a guy who's been an unbelievable servant. But I just feel like Joe made an error in not selecting the guys for a consistent period of time, particularly when Sean Cronin, for example, has been outstanding for Leinster. He's never got two or three games in a row. And he always comes into a game, particularly as a hooker, throwing the ball usually during a break in play. So you have massive pressure coming on.
Okay, so the back row. I'm going to ask Jamie and Sean.
Bad enough for me, Matt, have you?
The back row. Okay, because there is a bit of debate as to who should play at six in particular.
Yeah.
No?
Unless if Jack Conan was there, I'd have him starting at eight all day. But I think CJ has... he's done enough to warrant a start at eight, obviously. And then I think the real debate becomes, who do you put at six? Because I think you have to start Josh at seven. I think you need, particularly against New Zealand, you need an outright seven. Saying that, Peter O'Mahony actually did a really good job at seven against, what team was it? Was it not Samoa, previous game?
Russia.
Wasn't he seven at Russia? Yeah. And I actually thought he showed some real good glimpses, got in, slowed the ruck down a lot. But I think Reece Ruddock has come into his own, and I think he is forcing the debate. But the thing about Reece can play 6-7 or 8, as well as second row, and that could be a blessing and a curse for him, because he's so versatile, they might put him on the bench to cover all these positions. But I would love to see Reece get a start, and then it really depends if does Reece start ahead of CJ, or does he start ahead of Pete? But what I think will happen, there'll be no change. It'll be Josh 7, CJ 8, Pete at 6.
Sean, is this an unfair one to throw to you? Because you would have been in the mix if you hadn't had your injury earlier in the year. What would you like to see in the back row? And I know a lot of these guys are friends of yours as well.
Yeah.
We wouldn't pick him, Matt.
It's a tricky, one. I might go over on Thursday with Jamie, actually. Bring the boots as well.
The comeback is on.
Hip is flying. I definitely agree with Reece. I think, looking on form and, you know, how physically he was the last day and never made any mistakes, I definitely think he should be involved anyway. And then CJ says at 8 for me for this one. And then I suppose you pick a 7 that you want to slow up their ball a little bit. And for me, I suppose, looking at it from my point of view now, is Pete's probably slowed up more ball than any other back rowers, really. So I wouldn't mind seeing 6, Reece, Pete 7, and CJ 8. And I'd put Josh there, because Josh is one of these players who his engine and his energy, and coming into a game like that with 20, 25 minutes to go, and just he's an absolute tackling machine. And just going and melting Kiwis behind the gain line. That'd be my...
And Tadhg Byrne then covering both back row and second row off the bench.
Yeah, I'd have Tadhg, because again, you have another breakdown threat there then as well. 100%. So that's the way I'd go. But if I was fit, I'd pick myself at 7.
In fairness, a lot of people would pick you as well. Anyway, Fergus, the centres, because halfbacks goes without saying, it's Connor and Johnny. But in the centre now, with Bundiaki suspended, The choice is, does it go Robbie Henshaw, who still is finding his way back to fitness, or Chris Farrell alongside Gary Ringrose? Who would you go for?
I think Chris Farrell has been brilliant, actually, since he's been over there, and there was probably question marks as to who was going to go between him and Addison for a while. But I think he's justified his selection with the chances he's gotten. I think he actually has been brilliant. But I just think that that's a bit of a no-brainer for me in terms of Robbie Henshaw's got to be at 12 and Gary Ringrose has got to be at 13.
Would you worry about Robbie's fitness? Because there were a couple of passes he threw the other day, didn't look match fit.
Do you know what? I tell you what, he's one person along with this guy on my right, not so much these guys on my left, that could stay out of the game for months. And he's such a good pro that he can go back in and play at test level. And not many players that I've played with could do that. But he is certainly one of them. And I think that himself and Gary have such a good relationship from playing at Leinster that it's just as good an option as if Bundy was fit.
Is everyone in agreement on that, Sol? Okay. What about the back three? I'll start with you on that, Luke, because there's a big call that seems to be made of full back in particular.
Look, a difficult one. I actually think Rob has played some very good rugby. Coming into the pre-World Cup matches, I actually thought he was really, really good. Showed some glimpses in attack as well, which is good to see. And he always has that kind of solidity at the back. And I think Joe will probably pick him. But I have to say, like, Jordan Larmour, for me, I think it's the best attacking position on the pitch. I think against New Zealand, you're going to have to score some tries. And I just think if you look at Larmour, he's just so exciting. I think that's probably, for me, the differentiator, even though... And I think his kicking actually has been really, really good. It's something that probably has gone unnoticed, but his kicking has actually been excellent. So I'll probably give it to Larmour, but it's just by a nose. The wings, I think, pick themselves. I think that's a tighter call than it was, but I'd still pick Keith Earls. And I think Stockdale's actually been really good. I've been really impressed with his defence. I've been very critical of that because I think he has the potential to be brilliant there. He's such a big man. He's got lovely footwork for a big guy. You can see he's an intelligent player going forward. There's no reason why he shouldn't be in defence as well. So I really like that. And I think with those two guys in the centre, I think they're excellent defenders. Like, I mean, Robbie Henshaw makes some difference there, Matt. I mean, he doesn't get mentioned enough, but he makes the job for the outside players so, so much easier. So that'd be my team. Yeah.
Fergus, who would you go for in the back three?
I'd probably agree with most of what Lukey said there. I think that Stockdale on the left, Earls probably hasn't played as much, but he's just been so good under Joe Schmidt era. It'd be crazy for Joe not to pick him. He's a big game player. He's got that X factor. He's got him on the right. And I think that, you know, in the games that we've beaten the All Blacks in, Rob Kearney, in fairness to him, he has played really well. The Chicago game, people were writing him off for quite a while. We're getting picked for Ireland, and he got picked that day and pulled out a big one. And then the one in the Aviva, much the same. He's a big game player. And I agree with Luke that you kind of do want something outside of the box, probably going into this match, because Ireland have been a little bit flat in areas. But I just feel that the formula that Joe has had to beat the All Blacks has been a percentage game, and he'll be looking for that this weekend, so he's going to pick Rob at 15.
And Jamie, who would you go for?
I'd say the same thing as the guys. I'd love to see Jordan get some minutes, but I think Rob will start all day because of just the way Joe wants to play the game. The thing that's been exciting me, like everyone's been seeing the runs and breaks that Jordan shows, but his work rate to show up as, you know, he'll show on the short side, for example, and then work his ass off to get outside 13 and extend the line and look for that pass out the back and extend the width in attack. And that unseen work and those high-speed meters that he covers has really, really impressed me, on top of all the other stuff that he does.
And then who would you have on the bench covering the backs? Because if you are worried about Robbie's fitness, do you need to have a centre there, or do you have Larmour on the bench? Who do you go with?
It's a good headache to have. You're going to have Luke, Joey on the bench.
One other back.
Yeah, and it would probably be Jordan, I think. From what I can.
Anyone else? Think of anyone else who would be better?
I think Earls would probably go to
13.
if anything happened in that sense.
Jordan's played 13 as well.
Yeah, as well. Like, yeah, you know, he's played a few games
in that game in Twickenham for the Grand Slam.
And that was an edited version of our World Cup quarterfinal preview that we did with Jamie Heaslip, Luke Fitzgerald, Sean O'Brien and Fergus McFadden at Jamie's book launch at Trinity on Monday evening. We'll have more from that on tomorrow night's show, including what the lads want Ireland to do specifically to be able to beat the All Blacks in the World Cup quarterfinal on Saturday.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.